Good morning. Welcome back to my radio station.
Hello?
Hello.
Is anyone there?
No one's there. Hello. Welcome back to our radio station. It's called Free the Girls on
WJZ FM 200.
WJZ is TV, and I was going to say that too. So.
All right, bitches.
Welcome back, Free the Girl.
Welcome back to Free the Girls.
Welcome back, Free the Girls. Your favorite two trailers.
Y'all, today's episode, we're going to talk about how we like to talk trash.
Today we're talking about how our penises always are hurting when we're driving on big four-wheelers up on the highway route 95.
It's so much funnier when you can hear it in the headphones. Mm-hmm. We got headphones because, honestly,
They didn't know we got headphones.
They couldn't tell mm-hmm. these big fucking hunk of junk on our head.
No. It does sound a lot better.
Look at this face right here.
Dude, I feel like some sort of fucking alien, but I'm rolling with it because I don't give a fuck.
No, it's honestly so much better because we can hear each other and know that we're not being too loud or too quiet, you know?
Anyway, yeah.
Welcome back to episode
10.
10.
What the fuck?
Wait, I thought you said we were going to do something special for episode 10. Do we flash our tits?
Yeah, ready? 3, 2, 1, go. Just kidding.
I was going to do it.
You know, it's YouTube. If it was like Pornhub, then sure. But it's not.
Yeah. Go to my OnlyFans if you want to see me and Claudia flashing our tits.
Seriously, though. Yeah. Anyway, it's episode 10. Wow. 10 episodes later. Pretty fucking crazy.
Honestly, it feels like we've done more.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like we've been doing, I don't know. We're getting better. But like, I don't know. It still feels new.
It's weird. I feel like it's one of those things where once we get started, like, it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But like
getting into it,
but I think it's also because we're always filming for like Brandon or like, yeah. We haven't really filmed for you at all, but it's just like,
it's too annoying. If we were to walk in and it was already set up, like we knew we were like, all we have to do is get ready. It's the fact that we have to set it up and take it down. Like it really is a pain in the ass. So one day sooner rather than later, we will have a space that we won't have to fucking take it all down and we'll just turn everything on and it'll be smooth sailing.
That'll be a lot easier. Yeah. Okay. So instead of a little life update this week, wait, did you hit record?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I mean, there's just been so much fuckus happening. Okay, anyway, so last week, Claudia and I were on YouTube. I think you might have came across it first, and then I saw it later. But anyway, Claudia and I were on YouTube, and we came across a clip from Impulsive. And it was Summer Rae, and she was on with Logan and Mike and then the other guy. I don't really know the other guy's name. But I don't ever usually watch, like, anything on YouTube. Honestly, the only thing I watch is Ace Family, but that's a different story. But, no, I don't watch anything on YouTube, really. Like, no other podcasts for the most part or anything like that. But these clips happen to pop up, and, like, they're only, like, 4 or 5 minutes long. So I clicked them out of curiosity, and Claudia had already told me that she maybe had watched this episode and, like, and whatever else. I was like, okay, like, I'll check it out just because I never watch anything. And I was really disturbed. No, seriously. And, like, not, like, I feel like I don't like to say that I have a lot of experience, even though I feel like I do. But like I have a lot of experience in many different ways of like with even within myself of like different ways that I have felt in my life. So I guess just to really give a background, if you haven't seen the Impulsive episode of Summer Rae, the reason I was disturbed is because the clip that I had watched, I didn't watch the whole episode, but the clip that I had watched, it was basically, the reason I clicked it was because it was about, like, Machine Gun Kelly. And I didn't even know Summer Rae and Machine Gun Kelly dated.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, I didn't know they dated. And I only really have recently known who he was because, obviously, he's with Megan Fox.
Right.
So, anyway, so I clicked it. I wanted to know. I was curious. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that they dated. But yada, yada, yada. So, I'm watching this clip. And, basically, it's Summer Rae saying how she was dating Machine Gun Kelly, right?
Yeah.
And she basically, during the time that they were dating, she had made him wait 3 months to have sex, which like,
it was like, I think at this point when she was saying this occurred was like around the 3 month mark.
Yeah. So she made Machine Gun Kelly wait 3 months to have sex, which to each their own, you know, make
Machine
that.
Gun Kelly.
What? I'm not saying MGK. Yeah, MGK. I'm just not.
His name's Carson.
I'm not saying that either. Okay, I like saying full names. Machine. Kelly. I don't know what you mean to fucking call him. Definitely not that.
MGK.
I don't like that, Claude. Okay, so she basically was saying how she made him wait yada, yada, yada. And then he started, what, filming a...
He was filming, like, a movie, with taping a movie, whatever, with Megan Fox. And I think she was kind of saying, like, during this time period, he was, like, spending a lot of time with her because of the movie. And didn't
like, turning off his phone at night. Like, things started getting weird. Like, she started noticing that he was acting weird. And she had asked to go to one of the things. And he said, oh, well, because of COVID, you can't. Whatever, whatever, whatever. So basically, long story short, this clip is basically Summer Rae saying how Machine Gun Kelly left her for...
Cheated on her.
He cheated on her for Megan Fox. And you know, the way that the guys, you know, I think Logan was like, oh, well, let me play devil's advocate. Like, you made him wait 3 months. Like, that's OD, basically. And then he said that he would want a girl to make him wait a month, whatever it may be. And then they were basically just saying, like, yeah, like, I mean, it's Megan Fox and you made him wait 3 months. And then she was like, yeah, I mean, I can't blame him. Like, it is Megan Fox. And when I was watching it, I was just like, I felt it was sad to watch because I just felt like, as a woman,
right,
like, never fucking, like, put yourself down like that in a way that just makes you feel like, just because somebody's bigger than you or is a celebrity or whatever you may think, like, what's the word that I said? Like, don't, like... Like, don't, like, not underestimate yourself, but, like...
Don't, I mean, she was pretty much, like, down, like, degrading herself.
Yeah, but, like, to a degree. And I was, like, watching, and I was, like, why are none of
these guys... Sell yourself short.
Yeah,
like... said, don't sell yourself short.
Yeah, like, why are none of these guys looking at her and saying, like, no, you're beautiful. Like, that's fucked up on his part. He shouldn't have done that. But they're kind of just, like, all sitting there, like...
Yeah, it's Megan Fox.
Yeah, and then she was, like, oh, well, it's Megan Fox, so I don't blame him. And they kind of, like, they didn't say, like... They didn't disagree with her and say, right. No, don't think that way. I think the guy that was sitting next to her kind of was like, nah, that's fucked up. He should have cheated, whatever.
Yeah, regardless of who you are, cheating is never fucking okay at all whatsoever. And can you imagine, like, if I put myself in her shoes, I would, that situation in general would make me feel, like, not, I'm saying, like, when it was happening with her and Machine Gun Kelly and, like, she knew this was going on or whatever the fuck happened. I would feel so small and just, like, horrible. And, you know, no one knows, like, what actually went on, like, what they talked about together. But I feel like you kind of tell, like, it hurt her. And the fact that she was saying, like, oh, it's Megan Fox. Like, I don't blame you. I would do the same if I was a guy and it was Megan Fox. Like, she's a successful, beautiful girl with, like, so much going for her. Like, there's no, I don't know. She was, like, talking herself down.
I think, long story short, if you haven't seen the clip and you can't really understand, go watch it or watch their whole thing, whatever you want. But when I saw it, it just kind of, it almost pissed me off because it made me think to myself, and I called Claudia and I was like, this is why there's so much fucking insecurity in the world and so many issues, because it's girls thinking this way and then other people around them not correcting that way of thinking.
Yeah.
And kind of just, like, blowing it off of, like, oh yeah, it's whatever. Like number one, like, obviously no cheating is not okay. But that wasn't even what made me upset. What made me upset is that she was just selling herself so short. And I was like, I told Claudia, I was like, we have a platform and I think that, like, this is a perfect example of something that you and I can come on here and just be like, ladies, doesn't matter who the fuck you are or who the fuck another girl is or who the fuck the guy is, never sell yourself short.
Yeah, a little encouragement for your Thursday. Doesn't matter who the fuck someone is, if you think a girl is prettier, whatever, smarter, more successful, more money, like, it is never okay to cheat. And yeah, like Dev said, don't fucking sell yourself short.
Yeah, like, and of course, like, you know, we all have insecurities and I think we're going to touch on that a little bit today. But, like, even if you think another girl is prettier than you or more worthy, because we've all been there to a degree, like,
right,
even if you think it, like, it's not, that's not a healthy way to think. And don't, I just wouldn't put that out there, because even if you think that way, I think that a weak-minded person that would watch that clip,
yeah,
it would fuck their head in a certain way. Like, I feel like if a weak-minded person watched that, in their head it would make them think, oh, well, if a girl's bigger than me, then not, it's okay if somebody does that.
Not even a weak-minded person, because before you said something, I already thought, I was like, okay, that's kind of, like, messed up. I didn't even realize, like, she dated Machine Gun Kelly, whatever. I didn't think so much into it until you said something, and I was like, wow, like, that really is so fucked up that she's sitting there, like, basically she's, like, justifying, like, oh, it's okay that he did it because of who she is. Like, what? I mean, I can understand, because like I said, if I put myself in her shoes, I would probably feel so fucking small.
Like, and to a degree, like you kind of said, it might have been her, like, trying like kind of walking on eggshells, like trying not to stir the pot, which like I get to a degree, but like never, ever, ever put another woman above you.
Right. If like he, in that if, way. Especially at if all. He cheated. If he cheated, he doesn't deserve for you to be kind about it.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. So anyway,
that was just like a little way to start the episode. You know, we were talking about it and figured it'd be something good to kind of put out there and just like, just to let you all know, like as women, that it's never okay. And, you know, be kind to yourself.
And you're all beautiful and special in your own way. Like, not to get deep, but like, seriously, like everyone is special in their own way. Right. And it's really not all about looks and not all about your fucking social status. Like, mm-hmm. who you are, like deep down in your core is what is most important. So mm-hmm. that other shit.
Be you.
Yeah. Be fucking yourself you and fuck and those motherfuckers.
Be confident in yourself. Talk yourself up.
So I think in today's episode, we get so many questions about, you know, our boob job and just everything boob job questions. So we decided we would make a whole podcast dedicated to everything we've gotten done. But I think we're mainly going to discuss the boobs because that was the most intense surgery that we both have gotten.
Right.
And that's what we get all the questions about. So, yeah, we're going to fucking fess up to
we're going to fess up
to all the fucking plastic surgery enhancements that we've gotten done. It's really not that much. It's like more like little things, but
we're pretty honest about it to begin with. But I feel like some people will send us messages like acting like they're like accusing us, like calling us out like you're plastic. Like, first of all, we own up to everything we've gotten done. We're not trying to hide it. And like, no fucking shit. My tits aren't real.
Yeah. And besides that, it pisses me off because I was just telling Claudia this the other day. I don't think I mentioned it in one of our podcasts, but I had posted a before and after picture of my lower body, not of my tits. And I was like, to show a transformation that I've made over the last three and a half years. And somebody goes, yeah, but you're plastic. I'm like, I'm not showing my fucking tits. Yeah. Like, I'm showing how hard I've worked for my lower body. And we still work hard as fuck.
I don't understand that anyway, because, like, we always say this. You can't transform your boobs in the gym. If anything, you lose your boobs when you work out a lot. So, like, I don't understand the logic behind people being like, oh, but you're plastic. Like, if we could have done that in the gym and like, made boobs, we fucking would have.
Yeah. So, yeah. Claudia and I work hard as fuck, but why not do a little something to make yourself feel good? And we'll get all into that and why we did the things that we did and all those details.
I think we should start with basically like the story of how we led up to getting our boobs done. Okay. Because I feel like it's kind of like a funny story.
Okay. And then you want to just say the other things that we've had after
We'll like add that in and like talk about why we get what we get.
Yeah. And I think that also in this episode, I'm sure like after we talk about our boobs, I did want to touch on like insecurity and stuff a little bit, because I think that that's a big thing and we all have it and like everything like that and just whatever that may
be. Because honestly, I'm to be completely honest, the reason we get procedures is because of the insecurities we have. And I'm not saying that if you have an insecurity, it's the right thing to go ahead and get a surgical procedure, but I always say if you have the means to do something that's going to make you feel more confident and better in general and just happier in life, why the fuck would you not do it?
Right.
So let's take a step back to the time we decided we were going to get a boob job. But I will say before that time, kind of like I feel like all of high school, we always used to talk about how like one day we'd probably get a boob job. I know like I always talked about it a lot. Like I was like so big on how I was like, I'm definitely going to get it eventually. And I always was like, eventually, like I never knew, like maybe in my 30s or something, maybe after kids, when I used to think I wanted to have kids.
I would say the same thing. I never, when Claudia and I would talk about it, we would talk about it kind of like as a way in the future thing, kind of like, yeah, after kids or when we're in our 30s, because right now it just wouldn't make sense. And I also think it was like somewhat of a fear thing, because that's a big surgery.
So, a fear, but we and never then also like a money thing, because it's not cheap.
Yeah, we didn't.
Like I always was like, oh, I'll wait till I like save up some money for it and then
Plus we have been paying off like other care credit stuff to a degree. Yeah, like
so Invisalign. Yeah. She got LASIK. I got Invisalign. So like, we put that on care credit. It's like a credit card. You can charge medical things. Mm-hmm. But so it was kind of like a whole, it wasn't like a sudden thing we suddenly decided. It's kind of something we always talked about. Like we always had very small boobs. Mine were really fucking small. Dev's were like still there.
Mine were, I definitely had more in the first couple years of high school. And then towards the end, when I started really getting into working out, they definitely shrunk way more. I never really had a lot, but I did have a little bit more.
That's a big thing too, is I feel like when we started going to the gym, like, my boobs were always small, but they definitely got even smaller when we were working out. Like, they're, like, literally, it got to the point where, like, this past year before I got surgery, it was, like, next to nothing. And I actually was, like, starting to just, like, I hated it. Like, I hated going to the beach because it made me feel, like, really young, like, I guess you could say. A lot of people, I feel like, look really good with a smaller chest. But for me, it just, I'm already so small to begin with and, like, short. Like, we're only 5'1", 5'2". So, like, going to the beach, like, I always felt like, ugh, like, I wish I just had boobs. Like, I would love how this looked if I had boobs.
Plus, like, everyone around us in high school had something way more than we had. I don't think anybody else was really as small as us, which is fine. And I'll tell you right now, like, I've never been insecure about my boobs. Like, I've been flashing my tits since I could. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'd go out in high school. I'd lift my fucking shirt up if I wasn't wearing a bra. I've been sending naked pictures since I was like 14. So it's never been something that I was fully insecure about, but it was always something that, like, in my head I was like, well, yeah, I would look better if they were bigger. And I will say also that I don't think, well, Claudia, you more so wanted them, I feel like, the full time, but I feel like I didn't really want them as much until we started working out, because then I really saw that we transformed our lower body so much, and we basically went from, like, being very, like, straight and, like, no curves to thicker and curvier, and then we had, like, no boobs. So it was, like, if we just had a little bit of boobs, it would be so much more balanced. And I think that was really when I was, like, thinking about it way more.
Right. So one day at 4 in the morning, Dev and I were on FaceTime. It was the middle of the summer, this past summer. And we were pretty much ended up deciding, like, without sleeping, that we were going to take this trip to the beach. We have a beach that's near us that's, like, 3 hours away. And we're like, we should just get up, get dressed, and fucking go to the beach for the day at 4 in the morning. So we did that, and it was, like, so spontaneous and, like, such a random trip. But basically, when we got there, while we were on the beach, like, talking to each other just about whatever, we got into conversation about how we both really wish we had bigger boobs and how...
if we had bigger boobs, how much hotter we would look in that moment. Because we were taking, like, we're taking all these pictures because we really wanted to, like, post an Instagram picture, obviously. But we were, like, only really showing our asses. Mm-hmm. And I think we were both like, yeah, like, imagine if we had, like, ass and tits.
Right.
And then, like, I think that... we were both kind of in, like, a weird time, too. I think she, like, you were kind of talking to a guy and it wasn't really working out. And I was, like, talking to a guy and it was, like, kind of toxic. So I think it was one of those things that in that moment I was just like, fuck it.
Right.
Like, why don't we fucking get our tits done?
Like, we both needed, like, a confidence boost, something that was going to, like, make us feel good, make us happy, and, like, more be about us instead of, like, worrying about other people or, like, the fucking guys that were screwing us over at the time.
Also, this was around the time that, like, you had... been just recently moved out for maybe a month or so, and then I was about to move out very soon after, like within the next few months. So I think in my head I was like, okay, times are changing, we're growing up faster than I expected us to, like, we have the means to get our tits done and look hotter, and we're on social media. And I think also at this point I knew that if we both got our boobs done, it would only benefit that. Now, side note, not saying you need boobs to be hot on social media, but for Claudia and I, we knew that that would make us happier, but then it would also benefit our appearance, in my opinion.
Yeah,
we're not for anybody else. This is my opinion.
Yeah, we're just speaking for our own bodies. We don't want anyone to take it the wrong way. Like, yeah, oh, you need big fake boobs to be hot. No, that's not what we're saying. You know, everybody is beautiful in their own way. But this is just, like, what would make us happy and something we wanted for so fucking long. So we were literally like, you know, why don't we just call, like, this doctor that...
I think I was making her call, and I kept reminding her. Like, we were only at the beach for a day, and I was like, please call when you get back. Please call. Please call.
Yeah, and the next day she was like, call. And I was like, I kept thinking it's, like, one of those things where I was like, oh, we're talking about it, but we'll probably just, like, drop it, and we won't get it done. But she kept reminding me, and I was like, fuck it. I'm doing it. I called. I made us a consult. And the same day I made us a consult, I booked our surgery because he was so far booked out, the doctor we went to, that I was, you know, I'm just going to book the surgery. Like, if something goes wrong, we don't like the consult, whatever.
Was it in October?
Our surgery was October 6th. But our consult was what, in September? Something?
Way earlier, like months before.
It was like at least a month before.
More than that.
Oh, so like a month and a half, I think.
Okay.
So it was in August, I think, something like that. Anyway, I booked them both, like, whatever. We put a down payment on it and everything. Mm-hmm. And we ended up going. And the day that we went and did our consult, it had been so long. And that's the thing, too. Like, I think it was really good because it gave us a little bit of time between, like, the consult and the actual surgery and everything to really, like, think about it and make sure it was what we wanted. Yeah. And, like, never once. Like, there was at some points where I was like, oh, like, when, like, a little bit of time had passed, I was like, do I still really want it? And I was like, yes, I do. So when we went to the consult, it was, like, a very encouraging experience. Like, I feel like after we left, we were like, oh, my God, we want it now. Like, we just want to do it. We got to try on implants, and, like, it just made our body – like, we were wearing our gym clothes so, like, we could see how we would look, like, in a sports bra and leggings. And we were both like, what the fuck? Like, we would look so good. I can't wait. Like,
yeah, and the way that we found the doctor – so my mom has fake boobs. Sorry, Mom. You're listening. No, so my mom, I always liked her boobs because growing up, I never knew hers were fake. They were always like, they looked so real. Hers are big, but like they just sit extremely natural. I never would have known. Even if she never even told me to this day, I probably still wouldn't know because they weren't that kind of like that Bali look, which honestly I kind of like. But going into it, I told Claudia, I was like, I think we should go to my mom's doctor. Like, she's been going to him for years. And it's such a natural look. And I think that on me and you, like, that's what we want. We don't want to go – because there's other, like, you know, plastic surgeons. But I think that after looking through, you know, their gallery of breast augmentation, his were the most natural results.
Yep.
So when we went to him, he basically told us, like, I'm going to give you guys two options of sizes that I think. And he basically does it in a way that the implant size, like, literally lines up to your hips. Mm-hmm. So that you're not too top heavy and you're not going too small. Mm-hmm. So he gave Claudia two different sizes and myself two different sizes. I ended up going with the bigger size between the two, and you went with the smaller size, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which we you since regret, but
yeah, I wish I would have went. So like the option was 405, I think, or 415, and
which isn't that big.
It wasn't that big of a difference, and part of me I was just like, would have went with it because now that they're like really settled, there's no swelling. Like, I don't think they're that big personally. Other people seem to think they're big on me, but like I just don't at all. Like, I'm so used to them.
We've gotten used to them, but I will say naked, they look big.
Yeah, they do.
Like when I'm naked, it's like, wow, they're 100% proportionate. They look super good. And honestly, I don't think many people would know they were fake, especially because I hate bras. I've always hated bras. I never wear them even now. And like when I wear just like tops like this, it's like I feel like nobody would ever think because it's like they're not bally
at
all.
They sit like very like in a good spot on our body.
Very proportionate. So yeah, we went, we decided to, when we talked to him, it was such a good feeling because we had like a list of questions and he literally answered all of the questions before we even asked them.
Oh yeah, it was amazing. Like we wrote down all these things and we're like, we need to ask him this, like silicone or saline or like what sizes and this. And he literally hit every single point. Like that's how we knew. We were like, yes, we're definitely going with him because he was just so good. Like he spent so much time with us. Like we loved how we got to try everything on. We loved how he led us in the right direction. And, like, I will say, when we first went in and tried them on and he gave us, like, these big sizes, well, like, what we thought was big at the time, I was trying to get him to give me, like, somewhere in the 200 range. And he was like, no. He was like, that is not going to look good. He's like, you're going to have a huge gap between them. Like, they're going to, like, he basically just explained it really well. And I was nervous at first, but I'm so fucking glad that I didn't go to someone who let me get something like so much smaller because it just wouldn't have looked good.
Yeah, and it all depends on the anatomy of your chest. Like, and I kind of knew when he was looking at us, I could tell that Claudia's anatomy was a little bit wider. And so that's why she needed a bigger implant to fill in that gap. So it's not as big of a gap. Whereas me, it was like a little bit more narrow. Right. So I didn't need as big of an implant, but like they look very close to the same size.
Yep, they do.
But we decided to go underneath the muscle because I think that was the way to most prevent like that.
The capsular contracture. Yeah. I mean, that's like the most recommended now. I think I don't know if many people get over the muscle just because I feel like it doesn't sit as natural and it can end up like sagging.
Yeah. So we got that. We got the silicone mentor implants. Mm-hmm. Right? Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
I got 385. She got 405.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so basically, the consult went great. We had like a month and a half or so before we went. Our surgery was on the exact same day. I wanted to go first because I'm a fucking pussy.
Too scared.
I was so scared. I'm so scared of surgeries, but I will say I was less scared to go into that because I knew I wanted it and I knew I'd come out looking hotter versus something like my fucking wisdom teeth. But I went in and I honestly wasn't that scared. I think I was like more excited for the most part. But basically coming out of surgery, I remember being so fucking out of it. Like just hearing these noises and just being like,
I couldn't open my eyes and I woke up fucking crying like a little bitch.
Yeah, it was a weird thing. The one thing I don't like about serious surgeries is I feel like they like put you in these little rooms after that are just like dark.
And I was alone. Boxes. I'm like looking around like, where is that? I couldn't barely see what I was like, where is everyone? Like no one was there. I was literally alone. I was crying because I was alone.
Well, also, let me say this, because this was actually terrifying for both of us. Mm-hmm. So the place, some places when you get surgery, it's like not outpatient, but like you get the surgery at a hospital or somewhere else.
Oh, yeah.
But where we got it done, it was right in the actual plastic surgeon's office. Mm-hmm. We both had to walk back on our own to the surgery room.
Oh, yeah.
And lay ourselves where we were getting surgery, like on that bed. And I remember I walked in, like the nurse walked me in. And I look around and I literally see a bucket full of fucking tools, like knives and all that stuff.
I didn't look around because I knew what I was going to see. I like have been in rooms like that before and I just
Okay, well, I haven't. And I looked around and I was like, is this a joke? Like, I'm going into a Saw movie right now.
Yeah. And then tiny little stretcher.
Well, yeah. And I you lay on the stretcher and they say, can you make sure you're even on the bed, please? And I'm like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. And when I got my wisdom teeth done, because I'm so scared of needles and like not so much being put to sleep, but just like, I hate fucking needles. I wish I could be put to sleep by that like nose gas thing. Mask. I don't like fucking needles. Mm-hmm. Okay. And let me just fucking tell you, the worst part of the surgery was them putting the needle in my arm. And I had a bruise on that arm for probably 3 weeks.
Yeah.
The guy that gave me the anesthesia was different than the one. She had a woman. Mm-hmm. I looked at this man. I said, can you please give me laughing gas? Like I get really scared. And he was like, no, because it's going to be quick. Can't do that. And I'm like, fuck. He was literally so creepy, just like the way he was doing everything. He was barely talking to me. When I tell you he wrapped that thing around my arm so tight and jammed that needle on my arm, I was like, oh, like, I'm not kidding. I was looking at that nurse. I was like, I am so scared. She was like, you're okay. And I was like, it hurts so bad. Like, can you please just put at that point, I just wanted to be knocked the fuck out because I don't know why it hurts so bad. Like, is it a thicker needle?
I don't know. He probably just was like not very gentle with it, like smooth. But horrible. My lady, I had like the most gentle little woman ever, and she was so sweet. But I will say, I started getting like pretty bad anxiety once I lay down. So I like started feeling like kind of like a panic, and she was like, "Do you feel sleepy?" I mean, anyone who's been under anesthesia, like they get it. But I was like, "Oh yeah," and then I just knocked out, woke up, and there we go, on to recovery.
Yeah,
recovery was fucking rough.
I was weird. The first night, I was actually pretty decent. Like I was walking around. Kind of moving, but it's probably because I still had all those meds in my system.
Yeah.
Second, third, fourth,
like I will say the first days. The first like week.
Yeah, I'd say the first 3 to 5 days were the worst. They had given us, do you remember what the medicine was?
Dilaudid.
Yeah, so we were on these medicines, pain meds. And this always happens with pain meds. I feel like the first day or two that you take them, they work and they're fine. And then if you do it more than that or you start upping your dose, it makes you so fucking sick. It happened where also anesthesia, constipates the fuck out of you. So I was so constipated. So I wasn't shitting. And then for like 2-3 days. And then I was in so much pain. I got this weird pain. I think it was my left boob. Yeah, my left boob. I was remembering how I was holding it. Mm-hmm. I had this pain. I think what happened was, so I could, when I tell you, I couldn't turn to like get toilet paper to wipe my own ass.
I couldn't pull my pants down.
Yeah, Claudia had her mom staying here or coming. And then I had Rachel staying with me at the time. And it was miserable. So we were like in a lot of pain. Mm-hmm. And I think we both took maybe one or two of those pain meds, which was more than we were taking before. I think maybe I started with a half.
You could take up to two. Like our dose was either like they said like you could start with a half, but you could take up to two each time you were taking it.
So I started popping two, and I told Claude, like, just take two. So when I tell you, so we would be her and I are texting throughout this whole experience or FaceTiming. So I'm texting her like, Claude, like I really fucking don't feel well. I had just taken one of the constipation pills, and I should have taken that since day one, but I didn't. And I was like, Claude, I think I'm going to throw up. And they had given me this, like, plastic throw-up bucket or pan, which they didn't give her.
No.
And Rachel had kept it for me, which was actually good. I didn't think I needed it. But I said to her, I was like, Rachel, I don't think I can get up fast enough. Like, I need you to hand me this pan in case I throw up. I started getting that fucking saliva feeling. I was like, fuck, I'm going to fucking blow. I'm texting Claudia. I'm like, Claudia, it's going to happen. And she was like, I don't know what you were saying.
I think at the time, like, I woke up and I was like, yeah, I feel a little funny, but I, like, nothing was actually wrong with me until I stood up. But.
Okay, well, I started gagging and I somehow stumbled to the bathroom and started vomiting my fucking brains out. And I think because I was in so much pain already, when I was throwing up, and, like, when you throw up, you strain your body, obviously. I, like, strained my one tit. And they said it was normal, but when I tell you, whatever I did from throwing up strained it so bad that, like, it didn't matter how comfortable I was laying down. It was just this constant shooting pain, like, right in my scar. Like, what'd they say I do? Like, I pulled a nerve or something, or
yeah,
pulled.
Yeah, you fucked up, like, I don't know, a muscle or a nerve or
something. Yeah, they were like, something. It's normal, but you probably strained something. And I'm like, oh, great. Like, and it was very painful for, like, another, like, 3 days because of that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Claudia fucking vomited the same day.
Yeah, literally the same morning we both got sick. And let me just tell you, stitches in your chest, like, with so much pain and so much muscle tightness. Like, we're, like, gripping for dear life. Like,
we're, like, holding our boobs over to, like, a, no!
It was awful. And when I tell you the first time I sneezed, too, I
this
sneezed.
This was hilarious.
I literally sneezed, and after I sneezed, I was like, oh, chew. And then I was like, ah! Like, well, screaming.
It's so funny because Claudia and I were texting throughout this whole thing. And she would, like... When I tell you I couldn't even laugh, like, the pain was so bad that laughing hurt. And she texted me and she was like, have you sneezed yet? And I was like, no. And then she was like, I just sneezed and it hurt so bad. Like, I literally screamed. And I was like, it was one of, you know, when, like, you can't laugh or, you know, you can't laugh and then it makes you want to laugh more. And I knew that it would hurt so bad to laugh. But when you texted me that, I'm like laying there just like, like trying so hard not to laugh. And I couldn't stop thinking about the text message and just dying laughing. And it was so funny that she said that. And I, like, didn't sneeze until, like, a while later. And then I finally did. And I was like, fuck, that hurts.
That whole experience, like, I will say, obviously, it's so worth it. Like, I'm so happy you went through it. But in the moment, it was just, like, fucking awful. Like, it really was not an easy – like, everyone was like, oh, it's an easy recovery. But, like, in the sense that, like, going from doing nothing for yourself to having an entire week where you literally can barely pull your own pants down to fucking pee –
Well, I will say that, like, for my wisdom teeth, I had, like, a bad experience with that. Like, I got an infection, and, like, that whole thing was, like, a week long. My LASIK surgery, like, my eye surgery, that was fucking bad. Like, so I never really have good recoveries, so I kind of was, like, expecting it. A lot of people had told us that it felt like an elephant was on their chest. I didn't
it really feel like that. It feels like you worked out so much that your muscles are literally, like,
tight. Yeah.
Fucked.
Like, and it's tight, and it's uncomfortable, and it's more so very painful, like, in the incision.
Yeah.
It's not comfortable, but I will say it's not, I don't feel like it's that long before you're kind of, like, walking again and doing your own thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, and then we've heard that if you were to get it done again, it's not as bad. I don't think, because your skin's already kind of stretched out.
Right, yeah.
Who the fuck knows? But yeah, we're recovered. We're good. We're very happy with the results.
It's been six months.
Yeah. We definitely think it was worth it. The only thing that, you know, and we've said this before, is, you know, on stereo and stuff, I think that, you know, people always tell us, like, you're going to wish you went bigger. And I didn't think that we thought that. And honestly, it's one of those things that I don't really want them bigger. I almost just wish they were, like, closer.
Yeah.
But the only way to get them closer is to have them bigger. I was always worried because, Claudia and I are around the same height, but she's more of, like, a slender build and I'm more of, like, a stocky sausage build. So, like, on me, things make me look wider. I think, like, if I were to keep going and getting them bigger, I would look, like, bigger and fatter than I actually am just because it would make me look wider. Whereas with Claudia, it doesn't really have that same thing because she has such a narrow frame. So it is kind of, like, scary. Like, that's the only reason I get nervous about about ever going bigger. But I think we both wish that they were a little bigger at times.
I wish they were just a little bigger just so there was a little more in the center.
Yeah.
But, in case anyone is wondering, we're both a 34D now,
which honestly, I feel like I could even be bigger just because where my nipple is.
You know what I mean? You probably could be like a double D.
Yeah, just like my nipples are higher up or something. So like I feel like we're the same bra size, but when I wear the bra, my nipple will come out of it.
Right.
Crooked A's, nipples.
But yeah, I will say, like, now sometimes it is a little hard to find, like, if you're trying to wear a certain type of shirt.
Yeah.
Like, you have to get, like, a bigger size and, like, I don't know. Like, I can't wear, like, underwire type shirts.
I was going to say, I saw some of those online last night and I was like, I'm not even going to attempt it.
Because the cups, we're a size, like, extra small technically in, like, our rib cage area or, like, a small, but our boobs are more like a medium. So it just doesn't work.
No.
It doesn't.
And it's annoying too because we have such a small frame, but then you have to get a bigger shirt, but then it doesn't really like look great because you have like a, it doesn't, you know what I mean? It's just like, weird. Yeah.
So I just, honestly, it's like, we just go with like little shirts like this that are stretchy, like comfortable, like they, yeah. Cause wearing bras is annoying. It's not comfortable. Like people always on Instagram too will like comment stuff if I'm wearing a bra and they'll be like, oh my God, like her boobs are so high. They look so fake, whatever. But it's because I'm wearing a fucking push-up bra that's shoving them up to my chin. Like naturally they sit in a very like realistic like teardrop spot. Like they look like both of our boobs before, just bigger.
Yeah,
like,
that's exactly identical. That's the best way to explain it. I was just going to say, I know that we've gotten questions about working out too. Mm-hmm. I think it took us what? Before we could like get back into weights.
He cleared us quick. He cleared us at like a week. He was like, you can start going back to the gym and doing like small things. But he was like, just don't do like upper body. But even then it was really hard. We tried, but it was just
So Claudia and I lift very heavy for our size when it comes to lower body. We definitely went back into it very slow. Like dumbbell stuff. We would do the same workouts, I think, but we were doing it very light and just like basically just worked ourselves up until that muscle like felt better, because like you don't even realize how much you use your like pectoral muscles and stuff just to lift things. I can't remember the exact time, but I would say we both probably took off a solid like 2 to 3 weeks. We took off and then we started getting back into it, and it maybe took like about a month. I'd say about a month probably to get back into our normal weight.
Yeah. One thing we can't do is push-ups. I won't probably ever do those again.
Yeah. You know, I used to kill it with the push-ups. I used to be able to do like 4 sets of 10. It's very uncomfortable. Like when you're doing that, it, like you could almost feel the implants like pulling
because
apart.
They're under your muscles. Mm-hmm. So your muscles tensing up and it's like squeezing the fucking implant.
I can do dips now, like on a bench.
A little better. Yeah, I can do those.
But
now.
I don't, if I'm not wearing like a very tight sports bra, it does hurt.
Yeah.
Like it's uncomfortable.
Just like anyone, I feel like with bigger boobs, they probably have that too.
But with other upper body, we take it pretty light because I think that we like a smaller upper body and like more so toned rather than like bulky like our legs. But anyway, I think that's most of the questions with boobs.
But now to everything else that we get done. Oh, facelift, tummy tuck, just kidding. Totally fucking kidding.
Yeah, we haven't had much. I think the only other thing is what, so
filler and Botox.
Yeah, so we've got lip filler and Botox, and Claudia got the lip filler first.
I got it like years ago, even before I got boobs. I was getting it because my lips are always just smaller and something that like I was insecure about.
Mm-hmm.
So I went for it. I went through a few bad experiences with doctors that didn't really give a fuck, and they just would like stick you a few times and pump them up, and it looked really bad and like lumpy. And eventually I found a girl who we go to now who's amazing and like takes her time, pays attention to detail.
Sticks you like 30 times and it hurts like hell that night.
Yeah.
But the results are very worth
fucking
it.
Good. Yeah. So
And I never thought, like, my lips was never something that I really thought I wanted done. But then when I saw Claudia got them done by this woman, and then I was just like, wow, they look so like more like natural. And I knew that I wanted a little bit more of something, but not really like fishy, but I wanted them like full,
just like a little pump.
She's very good at doing that, like making them natural and not too fishy looking. So then I was like, I think I started the first time I got like Kiss, which was like a super light natural filler, and then it kind of like faded out pretty fast. I was like, I want to go a step up. So I went a step up and I got more of like a more hard filler. Is that what it's
It's like a, I guess it's like thicker, I don't know, maybe it like lasts longer, your body doesn't break it down as quick.
It lasts longer. So I did that the more recent time, and I love it. I think that it gives you, it just fills up, makes your face look a little bit more proportionate. But we do that, every like 6 to 8 months.
Yeah, it lasts a long time.
But I get my Botox right in between my eyebrows because my mom and my grandma, they like will get those like 11 lines. I don't really need it on my forehead. But then Claudia doesn't really need it in between. But then she gets
I get
it on
all
the forehead.
I will say, okay, I want to like just say this because I feel like a lot of people are confused about what Botox actually is. It's preventative, and it paralyzes your muscles from being able to make the movements that will give you fine lines and wrinkles later on in life. It's not a filler. It doesn't take away lines when you already have them. It literally just prevents them from coming. So the earlier you get it, like I had already started seeing these little fine lines in my forehead.
Yeah, like she had like when her face was relaxed, she had like faint lines.
Like
so
they were there.
Coming.
Like obviously you can't see it from a distance, or maybe not even like in video as much, but they were definitely there. And since I've gotten Botox, they've kind of faded away because they were still
retinol.
New. Retinol too, like really good for your skin. But yeah, like everyone's like, why do you need Botox? You're so young. And I'm like, well, that's when you're supposed to start getting it if you don't want to look like a wrinkly old hag later on in life.
Yeah. So those are the only really things, the only things that we've done. I did want to throw this in there, not that this is plastic surgery, but I did recently try M-Sculpt, which is basically just like they put this like muscle thing on
you. A lot of influencers do it. You see a lot of people posting videos on their
story. So I tried it and I got it. It's like it's like a 4-time thing. You get done 4 times and then you can like just do it to keep up with it. And basically it's 30 minutes long and like you can up the intensity of it. Yes. And they told me that a lot of bodybuilders, they'll get it done like right before they're going into competition just to like really emphasize their abs. And I mean, I will say that my stomach is probably the leanest that it's ever been. Granted, I have been eating like like consistent meals that are less calories and I'm not really bulking or anything. So I think it, you know, what really plays a part of it is just eating healthy. And then I think that it did definitely help. And even I went to the same woman who does our lips and she said that it works better on people that are, you know, smaller already and, you know, work out and, you know, don't have as much fat on their body. You can see the results better. So I did like it. It was very expensive. I don't know. It was like $1,000, which I do think it worked to a degree, but it's a lot of money for something like that. But I think that it's one of those things that you can kind of just get one or two here and there. It was probably still be expensive just to do that. But still, but other than that, I only tried that one time, and that was maybe like a month or so ago that I finished doing the 4 treatments. But yeah.
So that's literally everything. It's not really a lot. I mean, it's no secret. We're pretty open about it. But once again, I feel like it's just one of those things that if there is something that you want to do or something that's going to make you feel more confident, then, I mean, you get like one life to live. Why wouldn't you do it? Make yourself feel better and just like live like a happy, confident life.
Yeah. And I think that, I think that there's a lot of people out there that are judgmental about it or that, my foot fell asleep, that are judgmental about it or even some people that will kind of try to like deter you from doing things like that or tell you, oh, you don't need that. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what somebody else thinks you do or do not need.
Right.
It's all about what you see in the mirror and how you feel and what you think you want or need and what's going to make you feel more confident. And I think that that's the most important thing because – you know, if you make any decision or don't make any decision based on somebody else, you're going to regret it and you're never going to know until you try. And I think that, you know, whether you're doing it because you just want to do it, because you think it'll make you look better or it's an insecurity thing, whatever it may be, do whatever the fuck you want because this is your fucking canvas and you can do whatever the fuck you want to.
Right. Like literally wear the makeup you want. Do whatever the fuck you want to your hair. If you want to get a surgery, fucking do it. Like just, you know, go about it the safe way, go to a reputable doctor.
Sorry, I just like moved the mic and I just put it right in front of my face. Like, what the fuck am I thinking? So my leg is like completely asleep. But yeah, that kind of leads me into, I did want to touch a little bit on, what is so fucking goddamn funny?
It's funny, like how we talk and then we go right into it. Just keep going, you're fine, you're doing great.
I'm a great podcast star, okay? I just wanted to talk a little bit about insecurities based on plastic surgery talk. And I just wanted to say, I don't know how much, I know that we've gotten questions, whether that's just on like our lives or on Stereo. People ask how we deal with our insecurities and then like comparing ourselves to other people. And I think we've touched on it a little bit, but I just want to say that I think everyone in their own way is insecure. Like I could give you like a list of things I'm insecure about and people would be like, what? Like, what the fuck? She's insecure about that? Or like things that Claudia, I mean, Claudia, here's an example, not really an example, but like, you know, we'll take pictures for each other all the time and I'm taking them. I'm like, Jesus, like they're perfect. You know what I mean? Like she doesn't have to do anything to them, but then she'll see things and just be like, oh, that's a horrible picture. And it's like, it's all in how you perceive yourself. Yeah. And, you know, I think that it's a constant battle, especially when you're on social media.
Yep.
And in the past, there's been multiple times that I've deleted my social media for many reasons, but one of them has been because I felt like it was just so toxic for me because I would see all these different girls and I would just like look at them and just be like, why don't I look like that? Or like they look like this, this and this. And it, you know, number one, Claudia and I have said this before, half the things you're seeing might not be real. You know, there is such thing as fucking
thing.
Right. Facetune, Photoshop, fucking whatever it may be. People bring in the fucking waste. I used to do it years ago. I mean,
you
I was
tell when you would do it.
I even used to do it because I'll look back at pictures to show before and afters. I'm like, I can't even fucking use this because I know I edited it back in the day before I really started working out. But I will say what, like, and that kind of leads to this point, what helps with insecurity is working on yourself and working out. And I think when it's so amazing that we have this ability to really transform our bodies and build our bodies mm-hmm. to a way that we want. I mean, granted, genetics play a huge part, but you know, I was always so insecure about like not having a butt and my legs and stuff. And now I've since grown my legs and butt, and you know, it's great. It's right. changed literally how all my clothes fit, mm-hmm. how I feel about myself. Obviously getting some procedures done has made me feel more confident, but I think that it honestly is a constant battle between, you know, really like the self-image that you have for yourself and then like comparing it to other people or just even yeah. like being hard on yourself.
And I will say too, like a something that kind of helps, or just like something I've done in the past, especially on Instagram or just really just on Instagram, is if I see someone that I follow, like a girl, I mean, I follow a lot of like so many pretty girls, but if I follow someone and I start thinking like negative things about it, then I'm just like, I need to unfollow them mm-hmm. because when you start comparing yourself and looking and being like, okay, I don't look like that. I wish I had this. I wish I had that. Like it's really unhealthy because it kind of fucks with your head and like how you perceive yourself. And like Dev was saying, it's not all real. Like that you can smooth things out. You can literally like delete things off your body with apps yeah. and like put your waist in and make your butt look bigger. Like it's just not how things really are. And
a side note, every time we're filming, like the reflection of the lights on your face makeup always, cause I like more of like that, like thin, like dewy look. Yeah. I really like it.
Oh, thanks.
Do you wear that when we go out?
What?
Whatever base you're wearing? Foundation? Or not really? Do you wear a thicker yeah. one?
No, I usually wear this one.
Maybe it's just because of the light, but every time it's like so dewy looking and like I really like, is it, which one is it? NARS?
Yeah.
Radiant?
It's like the thin one. I forget what it's called.
Yeah, you have to show me. I kind of want to try it. Yeah. I like the way it looks.
My forehead's very shiny today.
Well, that's what, but it usually is when we film though. And yeah. I always knew, but like it looks good. Sorry.
I do that and then I spray. I put a little bit of highlight on my forehead and then I spray it with setting spray.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Well, it looks good.
Thanks.
Welcome. But no, I do think that everybody has insecurities, and I think the most important thing is to kind of train yourself out of them. And yeah. it's hard and it takes time.
Do things that make you happy. Like we yeah. like going to the gym because, you know, obviously we've seen a big difference and it makes us feel a lot better. When I go to the gym and I look in the mirror and I see myself working out, it makes me feel good. And it's like time to kind of just like focus on you and nothing else. So I really think that's like a great place to go if you want to yeah. start feeling good. But I don't know. There's different things for everybody.
And don't be so hard on yourself. You know, like don't spend time on social media. I wouldn't give yourself enough time to just kind of, I mean, we're guilty of this all the time. But I noticed that when I have more time to sit and scroll and just like really analyze things on social media, that's when I like start comparing myself. Mm-hmm. Whereas if I use it just for like, more work purposes, I don't really right. do that as much. So like really take the time to get off your phone and do things that are good for you, like whether that's taking a walk, mm-hmm. exercising, just like even putting on makeup and taking pictures.
I was gonna say good. Like anytime I'm feeling yeah. like I see some girl like looking pretty and I'm like, you know what, I want to take pictures, I want to feel pretty, like fucking get yourself right. ready, glam up and have someone take photos of you out in the sun.
Yeah, you know, I think that it's always going to be something that we battle with, especially just because of what we do and the platform that we have. But the most important thing is just realizing that it's really not all about looks. Do the shit that makes you feel more confident and really try not to compare yourself, because I guarantee there are people, let me just say, that are some of the most beautiful people on the outside mm-hmm. and they could be some of the most shitty people on the inside.
Nasty
and let me just tell you
people.
Right. And that's not always the case. You know, I'm a very beautiful girl and I'm a great personality too. But no, but I'm just saying there, you know, you never know what somebody's story is and you never know how somebody is as a person. And that mm-hmm. can really just like completely fucking destroy
the looks.
There's
some really beautiful people that I've met. And when I meet them and realize that they're just such a nasty, mean person or just like not friendly in any way.
It's ugly. Not even externally, but it's just an ugly
straight
trait.
Up ugly.
Yeah.
So be a fucking good person. Be a nice person.
Yes.
Lift others up. Also, too, just a little side note. If you're with someone, like dating someone, and they're not building you up and making you feel confident, mm-hmm. instead they're bringing you down and telling you negative things about yourself, you should probably get the fuck out of it. I've been with
Peace
someone
the fuck
who
out.
Would like almost to be funny would like question my insecurities, like say things about me to my face that like made me feel bad. And I realized after I dated someone who like wasn't like that,
mm-hmm.
that like that's why I was really insecure at yeah. that moment in time. Because they were, like, pointing things out. Like, why do you have that on your face? Like, why do you 100%. Look like that? 100%.
And I've been with guys, too, where I'll see them, like, you know, See, I hate to say this because I don't think it's the healthiest, but it's very real. Like the guys that follow a lot of like hot Instagram girls, or like they're constantly messaging their boys about an Instagram girl. And I think that, you know, it's hard in today's day and age. It's very hard not to let that affect you. So I think being with a guy like that versus a guy that doesn't really give a fuck about that and is like all for you and constantly complimenting you, you're not gonna have those negative thoughts as much.
Yeah, it really does change your mindset. Like totally. 100%. Like who you are around is a really important part of like how you feel about yourself too. And you can't be around negative people. Like it will really just fuck with your head. But anyway.
We're gonna do one question each?
Yeah. Okay. Good. I just pulled a random one up that I didn't even really read. But I'll just go for it.
I wanted to make sure it wasn't the same as mine.
She said, I love your podcast. I have one question. You and Deb talked about leggings and how to wear them properly in one of your episodes. How do you guys not get a camel toe? I've seen the hacks of panty liners on the outside of the underwear helps. But if not, I wear a thong. So I just wanted to know what you guys do to make it literally a flat surface and still look good all the way hiked up. We get camel toe all the time.
I was just gonna say
bad camel toe.
There's no answer to that except for embrace the fucking camel toe.
Like if you think about it this way, everybody's like so against camel toe, but really like
let it eat
everyone knows that you have a vagina. Like it's really not a big deal. And if like I can understand like there's certain pairs of leggings that I will not wear because I'm like, okay, it's so bad. Y'all give them to her and they'll look better on her. But like you just gotta be like, whatever, like fucking roll with it. I mean, we follow these girls on Instagram that are like fitness girls, and they'll even say like, we just embrace, they call it cam. They're like, we embrace the fucking cam because there's nothing you can do. You have a vagina and so what? Like guys walk around with their bulge. Why can't we walk around with our fucking camel toe?
Yeah, I think that, you know, there's definitely leggings that are better than others when it comes to camel toe, but for the most part, there's like even some of the Lulu leggings, the lighter color ones, like
they will go right up your crotch.
And you know what? I'm just like, fuck it, because I like the way they make my butt look and my legs look, and they're the most fitted ones. There's other ones, like more seamless ones, don't really ever like the ones without the seam
right down the crotch,
like they won't give me camel toe as much. Sometimes they're harder like to pull up and stay up, but yeah,
I would never go to the extent of trying to put like a panty liner though, because I don't care that much, you know, like whatever. You know, I'll walk around with my nipples hard in the gym, so why not have a camel toe too?
Yeah, for sure. Mine is, hey girls, love the podcast. I was wondering if you had any advice about slippage. My boyfriend and I just started having sex, and it can be embarrassing and kind of kills the vibe when it happens. I know it's normal, but any advice for getting better with it? Thanks.
Slippage?
Like dick slipping out.
Oh, God.
Slippage?
And it goes in your fucking butt crack.
No, so that really doesn't happened to me often anymore. The only time that really happened was when the dick wasn't super hard or when it was super chody. I know it's normal and I know it happens. Yeah. I think that maybe advice wise, I'd say keep the stroke shorter.
Yeah, or maybe just like find positions that riding can be hard in that situation. Like if it's not, but like you more so just have to figure out like the amount that you're going to raise your body up and down. You know what I mean? You can't be like flying up in the air.
I was
going to
say, yeah, it's all about, I feel like, the strokes and then also like different positions, like maybe doggy would be better, or maybe like even if he's on top or if you're on top, that can be difficult. It could definitely happen. But yeah, I think I would just find the right position. Definitely kind of like experiment with like how far you're kind of coming off the dick or how far he's pulling it out before like shoving it back in. But
you can also too, like, I mean, it depends on the position, but you can also always too, like, use your hand to kind of like guide his dick the right direction. Like, I don't know. There's ways to, like, if he's on top of you or something, like kind of keep your hand there so it's not flopping all around.
Right. I mean, if it's happening that often, I would like, it's hard to say. Cause like I said, the only time it's really happened to me that I can remember off the top of my head was when the dick wasn't super hard.
It's happened to me before. It's just like if it's not so super big, but
right.
Obviously not.
I think it's all about positioning and then just kind of really like adapting to the size of it and figuring out what works for that, because what works for one guy's dick isn't going to work for another.
And if you like start off slower to get with like the rhythm of how much you're supposed to go like in and out basically.
Yeah.
Then you can like, if you're, they're like just trying to like hurry up and hammer it in there, like, yeah, it's gonna fucking pop out. Like, it's
right, especially if it's not that long.
It's
so
more so just like experimenting different positions.
Yeah, and don't be embarrassed about it, because
it's not a big deal.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. And the more that you guys are communicating about it and figuring out what works, it's just gonna benefit you both in the end. So
yeah, it happens to everyone.
Yep.
So
along with lots of other things.
Yeah. But I think that wraps up episode 10.
It's a long one. This is a good chat, you know. I hope this was informative and helps you guys and
gives you a little insight on our lives.
Yeah, this is a good one. I know that we got so many questions about our boobs and stuff, so
we always answer those for you
and talk a little bit about insecurity and shit. But
be truthful.
Yeah, but thank you guys for listening. Thank you for making it to episode 10. If you've been here since episode 1, that's fucking great.
You're fucking OG. Wait, I do want to say I've seen some requests or like messages from people saying like, oh, when are you going to share that story? Mm-hmm. What we were saying was, just to clear it up, we weren't saying 50K on like YouTube. We were saying when we get to 50K listeners on like the actual podcast, Spotify, Apple. So listen on there. Tell your friends to listen on there. I think we're somewhere around like 10K average listeners on there. But like,
yeah, we want to get those listens up on like those apps too, because, you know, at the end of the day, this is a podcast and we want people to really be listening also. I know it's fun to watch, but also just to have people listening, that's like really important for this also. Because we're trying to.
Yeah, we started off on YouTube and like we just really want to be.
Break kind of free
like on
of
a
that.
Different platform.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we just want to kind of like send people to that platform as well. Like if you're in the car, whatever.
We like to. You know, record it too. It's fun for us. We like to watch it back. I like watching it also. So I get it. You know what I mean? Especially if you came from watching us on YouTube.
Right.
But yeah, make sure you listen, because what we were saying is once we get to that 50K listeners, then I'm going to share a very juicy story. I also want to bring in some more people before I share such a good story. It's a good one. It's like pretty. Honestly, it seemed juicier before I started the podcast. Now I just kind of feel like I always think about it sometimes. I'm like, oh my God, I thought this was going to be such a big deal. And now I'm
is a big deal. That story, you don't think it's juicy because it's like, whatever. Like, we've talked about it so much. But really, like, when you guys hear this fucking story, you're going to be mind blown. Like, it actually is crazy.
It's funny as fuck.
It's literally a fucking movie. Like, it does not happen to everyone. It's not super common. Like,
it's funny.
It's funny and it's crazy. And it's just like, you guys would be like, what the fuck?
And I was in like a way, it's so crazy, like just growing up, you get in such, whether it's like 3 months, 6 months, a year, your mindset and your maturity levels, they change so much. Like where I was when this happened, I was still very naive to where I am now. Like now I'd be like, it's
right.
It seems so much more normal because
I'm
older.
It's definitely a bigger, just the situation.
It's a crazy story. So make sure you get us up to those fucking listeners. That story will be happening, but we just want more people to be listening.
Right. We want like everyone to be able to hear this fucking story.
Yeah, it's juicy. It's good. So definitely keep listening. Thank you, as always, for, you know, supporting us and listening and sending any topic requests, any questions you have. And
yeah,
we'll talk about it on here.
Yeah, we love you guys. Thank you so much for listening and watching. And we will see you on the next episode. Don't forget to follow us on the Free the Girls podcast Instagram, please.
Yes. Also, before we go, we've been posting TikTok clips.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been posting, we just made
a clips page
on YouTube of just like little short snippets. So follow that also, just in case you miss anything. Those are usually like some funny clips that we throw in there, like the funniest parts of what we talk about. But our podcasts are always fucking funny because we're fucking funny and entertaining. So anyway, just follow us on everything because you fucking need to.
Yeah, okay? thank you. Anyway, we love you guys and we will see you next time.
Peace out. Do it. Hey, that's seriously fucked.
Goodbye.
Bye, brother.
Bye, brother.
Merry Christmas, brother. If anyone guesses what that's from, I'll send you a $10 Starbucks gift card.
Wait, we will send you a $10 star. I'll send you one too if you can guess what this is from. Merry Christmas, brother.
That was really good.
Was it? Bye, guys.
Bye.